Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now cut me a slack burger here. I'm going to try this with the with some new Dr. Phil tapes.
You are a prying,
no, not with
leaking
you.
Ass.
No, you didn't make it.
You deal with somebody else?
You didn't make it there. We're trying with Dr. Phil.
Let me see. Okay, and here we go.
Hey, you. What's going on?
You can suck this.
That's good already.
Well, that's good.
Bless her heart, she can't add two and two, but she got a great body, and I'm taking her home.
I don't know. I was just wondering what you were up to.
Have you ever said no?
Well, I'm going out later. You should come.
Are you a prostitute?
It's going to be awesome.
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
Well, what do you have to do?
Slut, skank, whore.
Whatever. We're going out and you're coming.
Bless her heart. She can't add two and two, but she got a great body and I'm taking her home.
God, you're ugly.
Oh, my God. You know who's going to be there?
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Yeah.
Shut the F up.
Yeah, you know who.
Mind your own effing business. Leave me the F alone. I hate you. F you. Shut the F up.
So should I tell them you're coming?
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
Well, what are you doing this weekend? I was thinking we should go eat brunch downtown.
You effing C word.
You know that place, that Thai place is pretty awesome.
When are you coming over so I can F you?
Or that burrito place with the extra spicy salsa?
Your behavior is outrageous and unacceptable.
Yeah. So why don't we meet there at 7?
Tell me under what rationale that's okay.
All right. I can't wait to see you.
You effing C-word.
All right. Well, you hang up first.
You okay. Effing idiot.
Bye.
I slapped her in the face, hit her with a belt, called her a moron.
And
I'm leaving you, found another woman. Okay. And, oh, by the way, yes. I never really loved you anyway.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. All that they desire is friendship and a discreet BF. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Now, we certainly have flapped our gums about how our ratings have sucked recently in D.C. over the last 6 months. You guys have done a great job with the Arbitron ratings up to number 4. We brag about our great ratings in Baltimore, but let's face it, we still suck. And we've got our next thank you for listening, and let's get the show back to number 1 party. And Kong, we are...
Kong! The 8th wonder of the world!
We're announcing that tomorrow?
Yes,
tomorrow. Also want to say thank you to everybody that listens to our show on these stations. On The Buzz in Reno.
Yeah.
Also on KHTK in Rochester, New York.
Yay!
And on 970 WZAN in Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine. Hello to all my family up there. Hello, Portland.
We had some really great spring ratings. In some cases, some record-setting ratings.
Wow.
Cool. Oh, that's great.
In those cities.
Wonderful.
So thank you. We'll have all the information about that if you care on our website. But our bottom line is we still suck.
Yep.
We are still here in D.C. rated number 4,
mm-hmm.
behind the news station, behind the hip-hop station. Mm-hmm. So we're trying not to suck so bad.
That's exactly.
Right. And what you got to do is you got to listen harder.
That's right.
Please. What do you think, Phil?
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
Oh, shut up, Phil.
Hey, Phil, why don't you suck this?
You can suck this.
Okay, you're a dick.
You are incredibly immature.
You're a bald dick.
You like attention, don't you?
You're a faggot.
When are you coming over so I can F you?
Yeah, I know. Wow. You effing idiot.
You effing idiot.
Hey, what did you do to Carrie Speedway?
I slapped her in the face.
Oh, no.
Hit her with a belt.
Oh, my.
Called her a moron.
Oh, my God.
Where do you think I learned it?
Do you have any advice for Rob?
What I need to do here is have me a bunch of affairs.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
How many's a bunch?
How many is a bunch?
You are in denial.
Perhaps.
I think you are way out of control.
Phil.
You need serious, serious help.
Phil.
See, what got me was that we've got a bank of Jim Nance, but he's talking about Phil Mickelson.
Ah, yes.
So when I keyed in the word Phil.
There was Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil came up, but you'll want to hear the tapes later of Nance as well.
Right.
This man.
Phil.
So many people have counted him out.
Dueling Phil's, both Dr. Phil McGraw and, of course, Dr. Phil Mickelson.
Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
Mike O'Mara, my best buddy.
Yes.
My radio partner of over 20 years.
Yes, sir.
You have lost a lot of weight recently.
Recently, yes.
We're all proud of you.
Got to the 40-pound mark, and I've been fluctuating around that by about 5 pounds.
And we've been very worried because, you know, when you weigh 40 pounds.
No. Yeah.
I know.
I mean, it's
too thin.
Really. That stuff is.
I have another 40 to lose, and then I will be where I want to be. I will be at a svelte 285 pounds, which is where I want to be.
Fighting weight.
That's where I want my weight to be, 285 pounds. So another 40, I think I might get there.
When I come in today, you know, we always do with each other, hey, how was your weekend?
Right.
You know,
I was leading up to my niece's wedding last weekend, and I was very kind of conscientious about what I would eat, to, you know, within reason. And after the wedding, we've kind of had two weekends where we've kind of gone out of our minds. And I'll stop saying kind of because it's really not kind of at all. It is. It is what it is. And the fact is, this past weekend.
What did you eat?
We, and more particularly, I ate myself through the weekend. It was, it was a motorcycle journey to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, a location that is fairly close by Washington, D.C. Yeah. So I thought it would be a good bike ride because I don't like to drive. I don't like to take these 10-hour motorcycle rides. Right. I like to take a little hour, hour and a half, two-hour hop-up somewhere because I like to get to the destination. And it turned out to be fantastic. It was a absolutely glorious
weekend. The open road
weekend.
Is your bitch.
Well, also, this is I mean, there were lots of motorcycles out this weekend because it was absolutely phenomenal. The weather could not have been better. It was the best weekend of the summer as far as weather was concerned. But I think because the weather dried out and there was less humidity, I think I was more inclined to get my feed bag on. And, you know, I said that I would do this during the commercial break, and I was actually jotting this down. I don't think this is anything that I need counseling over, but I was.
Is
I was,
that a front page and a back
that's
page?
That's a page and a half of food. I wrote down everything that I ate, starting from Saturday all the way through the weekend, because I don't really remember Friday night that much. But Friday night, there wasn't a lot of food involved.
Let's compare.
Yeah.
Where do you start?
I start because we had a late night on Friday.
You start with Saturday?
I start with Saturday at lunchtime. And,
okay.
And that's so really, I'm not eating any breakfast whatsoever on Saturday, and I want to get extra credit for that.
All right.
We get on the motorcycles. We get a start at about, I would say, 11 o'clock. We leave my hometown, and we make our way up almost like a Union battle group would make our way through these historical towns. We enter the town, the hamlet of Leesburg, Virginia, at about lunchtime, and we have no game plan. And we come up to a traffic light, and I said to Carla, I said, listen, let's not do that Subway thing. We always eat Subway. It'll be easier on the motorcycles if we, instead of eating that healthy little sub that we always eat that's part of the Weight Watchers thing, if we just stop at a decent, let's stop at a nice restaurant and have a nice lunch. That's part of the fun. That's where it began. That's where I set the table for the weekend of eating. And it was
Did you have trouble holding food down Saturday morning?
No, it was just late. It was late and we got started. Okay. It was kind of a last minute trip. We got a hotel reservation up in Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Very hard to do.
Yeah.
Very hard to
really.
Do. What's that?
Was it the Ritz-Carlton?
It was the Ritz-Carlton Gettysburg, you know, and to get the luxury accommodations. No, it was a real nice place that we stayed up there. I forgot the name of it again. No, I do remember it.
Skanks for the memories.
It was great. So we
the name of the place is Don't Smell This Pillow. The name of this place was Don't Look Under the Sheets.
It was fabulous.
This mattress is stained.
It was wonderful. Smelled good. So we get our way. We make our way into Leesburg, and we arrive in Leesburg at lunchtime.
The Band-Aid Inn. That's a good one, Ron.
No, the fabulous Band-Aid Inn. It was wonderful. You always will say that from that hotel in New York with a Band-Aid on the floor. So we find this place, and when you're on a motorcycle, you see something, you turn into a parking lot, and it's not like when you're in a car where you can really crane your neck and find a place to go.
Born to be wild.
It's the freedom of the road, Don. That's what I like to tell you. It's the freedom of the road. It's easy rider is what it is. It's the open road. But we pull into this parking lot, and it says parking for such and such restaurant only. And I do not remember the name of this restaurant. All I know is that when we walked in, we got kind of our jeans on and we're kind of road dirty and we walk in. And this is a very upscale restaurant, but they're serving lunch. Right. And I said, what the hell? Let's sit down. If they don't kick us out because we're like not dressed like all the old ladies that are in here, we'll sit down and we'll eat. So we sit down and that's when the feeding began. And man, I had.
Do you have a list?
I have a list.
Well, then let me see if we've got some music.
All right. Lunch.
What Mike ate this weekend.
Leesburg, Virginia. This is the fancy. This is the fanciest eating that I did.
All right.
This was an upscale restaurant. I had a thing called a Peking duck quesadilla.
Mm.
Wow.
And that is a deep fried duck between tortilla that is pan fried in oil with cheese. And then I had what I would like to think, but it was absolutely incredible, and I ate it. And at that point, I ordered a very light entree, which was a salad. I got the Asian chicken salad with peanut with peanut dressing. The peanut kind of dressing.
Yeah, right. Duck. Okay.
Carla ordered a BLT. Carla ate half of her BLT. I ate the second half. So lunch was Peking duck quesadilla, Asian chicken salad, and a half of BLT.
Good lunch, Mike.
We then hit the road, made a couple of stops, and by the time we got to Gettysburg, I was hungry.
Sure.
And at that point, you know, nothing outrageous. I had a root beer float. And Carla had a Diet Coke. Take the edge off. At the hotel, you know, we got ready to, we got there, I would say, 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, I don't remember. 3:30 probably is when we checked into the hotel.
Yeah.
And I hung out, that's when we kind of passed out, because I was kind of having my post-buzz root beer float. And I told them when they were making it, I don't eat like this very often anymore.
Right.
I said, you know, don't skimp on the ice cream. So I said, put it in there, and she just loaded it, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So I had a little bit of a, you know, post-root beer float buzz. To say I passed out would be an overstatement, but I did. I did close my eyes in between watching the game and walking around town and doing that. And then I got a... I count soft drinks because I don't eat anything but diet, drink anything but diet. I didn't go to diabetic shock. I had a Tropicana Twister when we went out walking around. Doesn't count. Got back to the hotel, and before I went out for the count, watched the end of the baseball game. Really good Red Sox game was on against the Orioles. I had a chocolate bar because they delivered the chocolate for the evening because they weren't going to be there in the morning. And just a little piece, just a tiny little piece of coffee cake that they were dropping off for the morning. Then I went out, okay? I mean out. I slept, and we got up about, I would say, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Wow.
That night, we were walking around trying to figure out where we were going
to
go.
You didn't go to sleep for the night. You just took a nap.
You took a nap because we had to get up for dinner.
So you woke up at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. or so, we headed out for dinner. 6:30.
So you've already had all of that Chinese food.
I had, so far today, Peking duck quesadilla, half of Carla's BLT, an Asian chicken salad sandwich, a root beer float, a chocolate bar, and a piece of coffee cake.
I'm unclear. Who was bringing chocolate where?
The people at the hotel give you the chocolate for the morning. They drop it off in the afternoon. Not like they give it to you overnight. Right. Normally people would be out of the hotel.
Right? I see.
Right. So they were there, and we said, you know, they said, well, we can drop it off later. Okay. I'm like, no.
All right, so
so then it's dinner time.
You slept off that food.
And I do something I haven't done in a long time. Okay. We go Italian. We go to Mama Ventura's.
Yeah.
And man, I am ready. I get all the stuff I really want.
What'd you get?
Well, it started with fried calamari. If you want, you know, there were other less fattening things on the appetizer menu, but I said, really, when you want to say the very best, man, it was lightly breaded and lightly fried. It was absolutely fantastic.
You bet you couldn't have had a root beer float with it.
Well, they didn't offer it. They didn't offer the root beer float. After that, I ate my appetizer. Carla had ordered the fresh tomato with mozzarella salad.
Ooh.
Yeah. But it looked pretty good because the tomatoes looked really, and I ate half of that.
Right.
Because she obviously didn't finish hers. And then I had the pasta, I forgot what it's called, frutta di mare, whatever, pasta. It's pasta with a big plate of spaghetti with clams, mussels, shrimp, calamari, and I think that was it. And some cheese on it, of course, that I had. Then after that, I mean, you know, this is everything I've eaten all day. I'm jammed, and we went to the bar to have a cigarette and an after-dinner drink, and we ordered the Italian Street dessert sampler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That they brought out. Carl really didn't want any of it, but that had like cookies, macaroons, all this kind of stuff. Didn't have a cannoli.
It's okay.
They offered us a cannoli. They had some leftover, you know, lying around. We didn't get that. To bed, what a day. But before bed, we had a little night time. You know, got a little of the nightlife around Gettysburg.
Gettysburg.
Which is rocking. Yeah. It's got, you know, Vegas has nothing on this.
I'll bet.
And when I got home, like wee hours of the morning, it was like midnight before we turned in, Carla immediately went to sleep, and I stayed up, you know, because I was kind of wired up. I'm a nighttime guy, and I ate half a coffee cake.
Half a coffee cake.
It was in the fridge, and a few gulps of orange juice. They had the, they gave you the breakfast stuff. No, it's part of the package, and they gave it to you. So Sunday.
Half a coffee
half
cake.
Half a coffee.
But that's it. I was done eating for Saturday.
Way to stop at half.
Was it the top half? With all the
crumbs
on it?
No, it was the second half. It was
okay.
Sunday we stopped. We headed out early. About 10 o'clock we headed out of Dodge. Ooh. And did a little tour of the battlefield, but the people got pissed off because the Civil War reenactors heard the motorcycle pipes and were not happy, so we kind of got chased out of the battlefield.
Yeah.
We headed out, and fortunately...
I bet that made you hungry.
Off of Route 15, I spied the Mountain Gate Restaurant in Thurmont, Maryland. That I happened to catch off of Route 15. And very luckily, I didn't know this. Now, I used to do this all the time. Luckily, they had a buffet, which they called, even at like 12 noon, they called it their dinner buffet.
Wow.
And at the buffet, I had corn, mashed potatoes, fried chicken, mac and cheese, roast beef, beef stew, corn fritters, a couple of green beans.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Then, of course, they had a beautiful dessert bar that was there also.
Of course.
What did you have
And
there?
We shared this. I didn't eat all of this. I just had a little taste. We shared a bit of dessert.
Uh-huh.
Chocolate chip cookies, banana cream pie, Boston cream pie, and something else that tasted really, really good.
I'll bet.
Then it was on to the bikes for some serious riding after that, because it was, you know, I mean, enough eating. You got to get home eventually.
Right.
And,
more sleepy?
By this time, it was a little warmer day on Sunday than it was on Saturday. I'm wearing all black, which is really considering what I ate. Good idea to wear all black. Like fat guys on motorcycles are supposed to wear.
Slimming.
And the sun beating down on me. And I realized one thing. Like, you go out, you play golf, you go on a boat, you go anywhere, you put sunscreen on. Put sunscreen on when you're on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
This is not booze related. This is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because of my sunburn.
Gotcha.
Like the second one I got. When we got home, we both kind of passed out because it was the sun. It had a massive, massive lunch that we had eaten at the Mountain Gate restaurant. And then we woke up once again. My sweat does not smell like vanilla. When I woke up once again, the same that witching hour, about 5 o'clock.
This is yesterday afternoon.
We rallied, and that is when I instructed Carla to think about dinner.
Yeah.
And, of course, she was tired and didn't want to cook, so I said, why don't you go out and surprise me? Now, normally that is an indicator that we're eating badly and she's going to come back with something really amazing.
Uh-huh.
And, but it really wasn't amazing. All she came back with was Kentucky Fried Chicken. So at 6:30-ish, once she got moving, she got out about 6, came back half hour later.
Right.
3 to 4 pieces of chicken.
Uh-huh.
She got a bucket.
A large
serving of mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
Some more corn and 2 biscuits. Later on, I'm winding down. You're almost at the end.
Holy
right man. Before bed, an ice cream sandwich and some light Doritos.
That's over 40 pounds of food.
It was,
wow.
And really, outside of the, I don't want to slight the company, but no slight to KFC, but it was really not as satisfying a meal as I had at other places.
You'll have to try again.
I would have preferred, really, as I told Carla, I would have liked to try the Popeyes, too.
I've always found the fifth piece tastes best.
Mm-hmm. But I ate some greens. I turned away a couple of salads over the weekend.
Some tomatoes.
I mean, I was really getting... I mean, it was a mission.
You're incredible.
Once we got into Leesburg, it was a mission.
To eat everything?
Yeah, and here's the thing. I lost 5 pounds. Go figure. No,
wow.
It was delicious. And Gettysburg's a cool place to go. And ride motorcycles is now one of my favorite things to do. I truly... Except coming back, my coccyx was a little sore.
Was your mileage less coming back?
No.
No, your gas mileage?
No.
I don't get that.
From the extra weight.
You're fatter.
The
weight.
Food.
Oh, okay.
You're fatter.
Wind resistance.
No, but my coccyx, as they say in Napoleon Dynamite.
Your coccyx.
Yeah. Yes. My coccyx.
Yeah. Right.
Was, that's the way that the guy that got arrested.
Yeah, I know.
Says.
Right.
Uncle
Rigo.
Yeah, it was a less comfortable ride coming back than it was going up.
Of course it would be.
It was very, it was too much sun beating down on me and, we stopped at 7-Eleven too.
For a snack?
No, I think I just got a bottle of water.
Ah, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You just got just a bottle of water?
Nothing yet. I haven't had anything, really. I've been on my diet today, though.
Good.
Good for you, Mike.
Good.
Nothing but Reese's Pieces.
All it's time. A gas! Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Oh, I see what I got to do. That's my fault. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, I want to know if when you took your nap, you left instructions to be wakened and fed a cherry pie.
I don't know, but I mean, there was really, it was passing out due to food both times.
And go Red Sox, by the way.
Thank you very much. Hey, I had a Boston cream pie at the Mountain Gate restaurant.
Whole pie?
There's some big women in Thurmont, Maryland. I don't mind telling you.
Sturdy. All very food. Sturdy.
Party right next to us, man. And they started with salads. It was
half
the sweetest
coffee
thing.
Coffee cake.
They started out with salads, and I said, that's not going to be the only
hello
thing.
Hello.
Man, oh, man.
Don and Mike.
You were right.
Hello. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Are you still drinking diet sodas when all this is going down?
No, actually, I didn't mention that. We drank a ton of Sprite last night, too.
Sugared Sprite.
We
not
went,
diet Sprite?
That, to me, is going all the way. That is committing to eating badly.
Wasted move.
That is getting out of your system. We did eat Sprite, but, I mean, I had a couple of... I mean, we had a couple of Diet Cokes over the weekend, too.
All right.
And we ate some Diet Pepsis, too.
Yes.
Have you been doing any gigging lately?
Gigging.
Do some gigging.
Get out of here. Well, that's a good list, Mike, and thank you for that.
And
wow,
that Italian food was just fantastic.
Sounds like it.
Well, sure.
Oh, I was. No, I mean, really, it was not because I was just eating bad. It was when you're going to eat bad and you hit a restaurant that serves the good stuff, man, oh, man, Jesus Christ, I'm going to kick your ass. But, of course, I think the next weekend I should be a little more mellow with the chow, probably.
Exactly. Let us know.
Because you don't lose unless you can't do that on the weekends and still maintain your weight.
You're fighting.
Here's a little bulletin. You tend to gain when you eat like that.
No, that is, Mike, that is an urban myth.
I think you're probably right.
Urban legend.
Mm-hmm. I think as long as you chew it,
you know how you lose weight?
How do you lose weight?
By making people laugh.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. By right, making people laugh.
Well, and then I certainly hope I'm able to lose more this year.
Start laughing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Skinny. Did you eat anything bad this weekend?
I did. I also fell off the wagon. My list pales next to yours.
Oh,
but for
on,
me, a horrible,
on,
horrible list.
All right. Buzz.
Here's what I had. And that, normally, I eat healthy all the time.
Hey, good, Buzz.
So I went crazy this weekend and had tacos, hot dogs, ice cream, cotton candy, two kinds of cookies, cashews, peanuts, popcorn, and chocolate chips.
All right.
You ate 2 pounds of cookies?
No, two kinds of cookies.
Two kinds of cookies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I ate like a box of one of the kinds.
You're being conspicuously quiet, Rob.
I got not much to bring.
You were by yourself.
I drank a lot of beer.
There you go. That's calories.
I'm thinking maybe about, well, let's call 21 bottles a case. And so that's 24 beers, and if every beer is like 2 slices of bread,
uh-huh,
add like a couple loaves of bread throughout the weekend.
You know what I found out also? You know, whether it's on the cob or in a big vat,
yeah,
I love corn.
Corn is the best.
Indians call it maize.
I love corn.
God, I'm trying to think. I'd love to say, because I'm fat, as we've determined. I'm still only down to 213 on the list.
And working hard.
1 pound.
I know, and if Carla's listening, I know I'm going to call her during the break, and I know exactly what's going to happen.
You forgot?
She's going to mention like 3 or 4 things that we forgot.
Let me see. Saturday,
mm-hmm,
a little chicken salad on cracker. We had some of that. Then we had popcorn at the movies, and that's it for Saturday. Sunday, we had a little more chicken salad with crackers, and then chicken and squash.
You wild man. Healthy.
And that was it. That was it.
Oh.
But also, just booze.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
Yeah. See, normally that
we just drink it right out of the bottle.
Right.
I mean, right out of the big, gigantic bottle.
And normally, that's
like it's Sunny D.
That slows me down. It didn't slow me down this weekend.
Good for you.
There was plenty of that, too.
Beer or booze?
Beer.
You gotta know.
I beer and wine. I had about a million beers.
Wow, wine makes you eat good.
You gotta know that I'm in a good spot. When it was yesterday afternoon, I was just sitting outside by the Seaman Pond.
Right.
And Janet said, I'm gonna go inside and refresh my drink. Can I refresh your drink? Yeah. And I said, you're the greatest. And she got up to go do that. And I got up. And when I got up, it was that thing like I thought, why is my foot falling asleep? And very rare that I say that.
cancel that order.
Oh, really?
Because, you know,
you'd overindulged?
Well, hey. I believe so.
You knew it was time.
I believe when you stand up and you think your foot is asleep.
You think perhaps you're having a Curly Howard stroke.
Yes. Well,
might be time to slow down.
I wasn't really sure. It was just, you know, why can't I feel my foot? Why can't I feel my foot?
Right. Another drink would have brought that feeling back. That's what I found.
Poor BCP.
What's that?
Boston cream pie. Yum.
Well, goddamn, every line is ringing now, and I bet they're all calling for you, friend.
You know what the great myth is, though? That somehow chicken is better not fried. It's still the best way to make chicken.
It is.
The tastiest, period.
Don, Mike, hello.
Best for you.
What did you do to Mike?
Get out of here. We just stopped that. You know.
It was Doug.
Hello there. What am I doing? Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, I want to talk to Mike Biscuit O'Mara.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, Mike, man, you didn't have any ice cream sundaes? No big malted or something like that?
Yeah, I had a root beer float, and I had an ice cream sandwich, and I had a lot of pie. But I didn't have any ice cream, even though at the buffet, the waiter came over and said, would you like some, when we were like picking up this dessert, he said, would you like some ice cream with that? I mean, it was a buffet restaurant. I haven't been in one of those places in a long time. Damn, finally.
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Don, the next time you stand up and you don't feel your leg, just start jumping up and down in the air and flapping your arms.
I don't know.
The feeling will come back.
Flap your arms.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
That's how you get your feeling back.
No, we figured out what it was, because she had gone up and made a drink and came, it was a pretty strong.
So your leg fell asleep?
Powerful drink that I
just
was
didn't
sitting.
Feel it.
I was really reading a book with a leg like underneath my other leg, and I got up, and because I was, you know, I had a very strong drink with not a lot to eat.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that I had my leg folded underneath my other leg. So the mystery was solved.
Okay. Yeah, mystery solved.
And then we had a root beer float.
Oh, man. You know, seriously, all I'm thinking about right now, just candy.
Yeah. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Candy bars.
Sugar begets sugar.
I know.
Yeah.
Your BMs must be incredible.
Really good.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. RG, really good.
Can you take that as a compliment?
Yeah.
From one man to another?
Really, really good.
You must have some outstanding BMs.
Just fine. Just fine and over in a matter of seconds.
You know, BMs that Rosie and Rush would kill for.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's not certainly not the way. You don't, you know, here's a bulletin.
Huh?
You don't feel real good at the end of a weekend like that. As a matter of fact, you don't feel real good when you wake up Monday after a weekend like
that. Food hangover.
Okay.
Carla called me from her office and said, are you puffy? I said, you're goddamn right I'm puffy. I swear to God, I feel like a salt lick.
But remember,
I really do.
You don't get points for skipping breakfast. That's the sumo wrestler's diet. No breakfast, lunch, a nap, and then get up and have dinner. That's what you did.
That's where the booze comes in. You know, I'm not going to eat my way through a weekend and give up my late nights at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Of course not, Will.
Not when I'm up there in Gettysburg.
We got a break, Mr. Power.
See, you know, 47 years ago, I drank a lot of beer.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.